Pasuk brings at the end of Sav, Vayas, after Kadosh Baruch Hu instructed Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron and the sons, Hashem instructed Moshe rather, about all different karbanos, about the clothing, the kahuna, and all different halachos, but the Shema Mishka, different things. And the Pasuk ends up saying, Vayas Aaron Ubanov. Aaron and Shulam did everything which Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe Rabbeinu. Says Rashi, "Lahagid shvachan shlohitu yamanu smol." The purpose of this pasuk is to try and teach the shvach of Aaron and Vanav. They did exactly what they were told. They didn't go to the right, not to the left, nothing. Exactly what was told to them. So the Gur Aryeh brings. First he brings, I think he's saying Pshat Rashi first. Very chashev, very serious. Do exactly right. The Hilchos Rabos, yes, Pavoda, Magdal Hakosov, Shloshinu, Vloto Be'echad Mehen, Yimunus Mo. Did everything right, exactly what halacha was. They didn't make any mistakes. He became Yisera, Vedicta Godel, Osazet. Kenu Das Rashi. That's how I think he's on Pshat Rashi, it seems. Yamun Smol means there were no mistakes. Exactly what he was told. They didn't veer to the right, to the left. They didn't say mutter. What is usher? Usher mutter. You know, two saw, one saw, three saw. How many animals? Kisa adam. Whatever it was, everything exactly the proper way. It's not so posh. Very serious business. That's what Rashi means. Avo b'toras konim no darshu kain. But the Guru Arya brings the Toras konim and says no. Elosh asu zeh b'simcha. They did this, Aaron HaKohen and Barnav, and it showed them this with simcha, tremendous simcha, happiness, l'kayim ma'ash'omer lahem Moshe, to fulfill that which Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, told them what to do, ki l'sham p'yagvura, as if they heard it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Zeyos R'nachon says, the Gurari, this is more appropriate, better pshat than Rashi, the Zeshah Khan. This is very appropriate, it makes a lot of sense over here, ki derech olam gadol, Sinistava me'acher, you have a big person, a great person, whose command to do something from someone else. Someone else says, Reuven tell Shimon, you know, do something. Eino osa b'simcha, shu yishma l'acher. He doesn't do with such simcha. He's not so excited because there's someone else telling him what to do. I'm my own man. Don't tell me what to do. I think it's a pretty popular line, right? Nowadays in the world, right? Don't tell me, I'll do my thing. Don't bother me. So the Derech Olam is, when your boss, let's say it's your boss, right? And he tells you what to do, so it's not with simcha. Shishmach, I don't want to hear what he has, I want to do my thing. I want to have my interpretation, my way of doing things. Don't tell me what's right. That's the normal way of the world, normal reaction of people. Now, Aaron, Hayah Sameach, Ilu Ba'asmo Shama, Shelo Darshu, Ilu Ba'asmo Shama. Aaron himself was so happy doing it as if he heard it straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Darshu Lahagis Vachan Shloshinu El Makam Shamayisu Davar Kasha. It only says this language of Hagis Vachan, where it was a hard thing to do. He was Goma Yeshuva Yachad Piachiro, so it was harsh. Davar Kasha, the Scarbel, Rotayim, it was very hard. So in this case, right, they didn't hear it from Hashem, right, but they had Simcha as if they heard it from Hashem. That's the big shvach of Aaron HaKohen and his children. They're great people, and they did it with simcha as if they heard it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a very tremendous insight of both in terms of kolchos hanefesh. Now you think, I understand this is true. There's no shot what he's saying is plush, it's true. The people in the veldt out there, everyone what, Jew or non-Jew, push the person, or maybe hush of a person, you know, they're very independent, they have an ego, and they don't feel like they're be bossed around, they're in their own self-control. I do what I want to do, what I feel is right. He's no better than I am, so why should I listen to him? And I'll figure out myself what to do. Okay, that makes sense. But to part Aaron or Cohen, hearing from Moshe Rabbeinu was a little wonder on both sides. And Moshe Rabbeinu was the Kadosh Ador. You know, he was the greatest person in the world, right? Whatever he heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't even his own idea, wasn't his own Das Torah. He was just repeating what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. So I didn't hear from Hashem, I heard from Moshe, but Moshe is not Moshe's opinion. Moshe was just transcribing, giving over, transferring over, teaching Aaron Cohen what he heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not like I'm being subservient to Moshe Rabbeinu's Das. It wasn't his Das. He had information, that's true, that he had the lachas. He explained what the lachas were, but it's not his own personal Das. I'm not being subservient to Moshe Rabbeinu. And even if I was, but Moshe Rabbeinu was such a, you know, I mean, if, you know, it's one thing if Joe tells him what to do. Okay, like, let's see, you know. If Moshe Weinstein would tell me, I mean, I'm, this is what you're supposed to be doing. Thank you so much, I appreciate it. Gewaldig, I mean, I wouldn't take it personally. I wouldn't feel snubbed in that, who's he to tell me? I mean, he's bigger than I am, he's much bigger than I am. He's the greatest person in the world. So Aaron Cohen is gonna feel, and Aaron himself was a tremendous godly. He wasn't an egotistical maniac that, you know, I can't listen to anybody else, you know? It bothers him that he heard from Moshe, not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What difference does it make? How petty can a person be? And this is a shvach. The Torah says, you know how great Aaron HaKohen was and his children? They did it as if they heard it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's Pshat Rabot say? Pshat is famous word, Zet Medifun, right? Is that what we say, Zet Medifun? You guys know what that means, right? Zet Medifun Rabot say that people have, no matter what, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the human being, and one of such greatness, such potential, Godless Adam, tremendous potential to reach the heights of the highest level of the world, but a person with all his godless, with all his learning, and all his godless and other different midos, but there's something special about this, everything has something special, but this is something unique, that a person, they can't handle, I don't want to do what someone else wants me to do, I'm a human being, I'm a godless other man, right? That feels special. Hashem made me such potential. So I have to listen to him. But it's not even him. It's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking through his mouth. What's the big deal? And it's Moshe Rabbeinu and you're Aaron. Come on, don't be so petty. If it wasn't for the fact that Aaron Cohen had a special midah, this midah of I guess, called humility, subservience. I don't care for all this mishigas. I don't care about gaiva. I don't care about covet. I don't care about me versus him. We're here to do Ratzon Hashem. We're here to do what's right. And I don't care who I heard it from. That was a special midah which you can't take for granted. You can be the biggest gadol. You can be here from Moshe Rabbeinu, who heard a shay from Hashem. It's not Moshe Rabbeinu's Das Torah. It's not his opinion. It's what he heard from Hashem. Just relating to you with Allah that he heard from Hashem. It all goes down the drain. Unless you have a special koach, unless you focus on the fact that I don't care about my ego. I don't care about who I heard it from. I don't care if it's from Hashem, from Moshe. I'm sameach to do what has to be done, what's right to do. Also, we have to realize this and think about it by ourselves. You know, it's very nogel maisa many times. You know, we're normal. You're all normal. Hope I'm normal. We're all normal, right? And when you hear from someone else, whether it's from a Rebbe, from his chavra, from your wife, from a parent, whatever it might be, there's a very strong natural resistance. Like, don't tell me what to do. We know that's true, but as great as we are, we're B'nai Torah, we're learning, we're harving, learning, and Torah, and Midas, and Muslim, everything, but there has to be a special focus on this aspect of both sides, to always be aware. Why am I responding the way I'm responding? Is it because, you know, maybe I don't like hearing from him, telling him what to do? Or is it, you know, maybe I'm right, you know, I don't know, but he's wrong, I don't want to do this, you know, maybe it's the wrong thing, and, you know, why am I arguing with him? Many times it could be because I just don't want to be subservient to listen to what he's saying. That's important, both to listen carefully, to focus on yourself and analyze, push the buttons, as Rashi would say, push the buttons. What is causing me? What's causing me to respond in a certain, maybe negative way to what someone's telling me? Is it because I think he's wrong, which is fine, okay, you can argue the question, or is it because, of, you know, deep down I'm not happy that he's telling me what to do. And even to the greatest of all people, who's hearing from the greatest of all people, the next to the greatest, right? Nevertheless, it's still potentially effective. If it wasn't for Aaron's special, unique quality, it wasn't because, it wasn't praised for being a tzaddik or a gadol, no. he's praised for this midah. They did it b'simcha in spite of the fact that Aaron Cohen told him not Moshe Rabbeinu. Shmi pasuk yud, perek yud pasuk chaf. It brings also similar to the concept. This is after they had the Avelus with Aaron Cohen's children, and they died, and there was a whole shiloh about that because they were betumah, who could eat the carbonos, the chatas, and the oga, different things. Without going into details, I'm not sure if I know the details, but they're very complicated over there. So Aaron had a certain psak, he passed a certain way. Moshe had a different psak. So it says that Moshe heard that Moshe had made a mistake, so to speak. He passed him wrongly after Aaron convinced him. And it was okay, says Rashi, brings the Torah's Kohanim. Hodav Lobosh, he admitted that he was wrong, Lobosh, Lomer. He wasn't embarrassed, and therefore he says, Lo Shamati. He didn't say, I didn't hear that. No one told me that. Hashem, I must have missed that shir. I was absent that day. It was maybe a little hangover from Purim, whatever. I wasn't there. I missed it. I didn't hear from Hashem, so don't blame me. No. And I forgot to write. Then Torah's Kohanim says, Elo Shamati the Shochachti, I think it says. Something like that, right? I made a mistake. I heard. I was at the shir, but I forgot what I heard. And I made a mistake. I said the wrong thing. That's not what I learned. I heard the right thing, but, you know, I misunderstood. I forgot what I said, what Hashem Baruch Hu told me. So again, Rabbosai, this is Moshe Rabbeinu's greatness. What's the pasuk? Vayas v'yitab einav, vayish Moshe v'yitab einav. And it was teaching us that he was a Superman. It was hodav lo bosh. He was not embarrassed. He was able to say, yes, I heard, I made a mistake. He didn't say, he could have said, lo shamati. It would have been a lot more, you know, that one self-respect. He would have walked out, you know, like a shining prince. Okay, listen, I wasn't there, so I didn't make a mistake. It wasn't my fault. No, he didn't do that. On both sides, it seems there was a nice havamina for Moshe Rabbeinu. He was praised. He didn't do that, but he could have said, and potentially, if it wasn't how great he was, the Torah goes out of his way to tell us how great he was, similar to before, but different focus, that, you know, he didn't say, no, that's not what I never heard it. I don't know. I never heard it. No, he said, no, I heard it. I made a mistake. Both say, Moshe Rabbeinu. Adam Mikol Adam. Adam Mikol Adam. No ego. The smallest of all egos in the world. Such a humble person. Humble person. The Torah says, Midvar Sheket Tirchok. You can't lie. You can't lie. Moshe Rabbeinu, what are you talking about? You have to be Moshe Rabbeinu to go ahead and not lie over here? You have to be Moshe Rabbeinu who knows about, you know, he can't lie, and he happens to be already the Adam Mikol, he's Adam Mikol Adam, he's a tremendous person, but just because the Torah says Adam Mikol Adam, it doesn't mean I can figure out that he wouldn't lie over here, you know, maybe he would lie, he'll say, you know, it's embarrassing, very embarrassing that I heard from Hashem, I made a mistake, I taught the wrong halacha to the Kai Yisrael, I'm so embarrassed, terrible. That's what he could have done. His anivus by itself was not sufficient. But Varshek Atzirchok was not sufficient. Was a special maiva that the pasuk goes out of its way to say, look who he was. He was someone who was hold of a bush. He didn't lie. He didn't say, lo shamati. He didn't say, I didn't hear it. Yes, I heard it. Both say, again, both say, how? The Eitz Sahar, this is the Or Yohel says the Shmuz, right? Reb Chasma. Says the Shmuz, says, Shells before you, says, look how careful one has to be. The HR has got us going no matter what, up and down, right and left, north, east, west, south, wherever we are. Because Baruch Hu put us here in the world with certain kochos and certain challenges, certain titles, certain egos. No matter who you are, how great you are, Hashem made it that the person has subject to certain weaknesses. And he has he doesn't want to be embarrassed. It's a natural, very strong, natural thing, which we know it is, but Moshe Rabbeinu to lie because he's embarrassed. Moshe Rabbeinu and Aron Mikodem to lie. And not say that right because he's embarrassed. I mean, Baruch Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu passed the test. He didn't lie, right? He overcame that natural, very strong, you know, feelings of, I'm embarrassed. I don't want to tell the truth. I'll be over in Easter Deraisa. Not at the banner. It's not at this. It's Feir Shapasit Torah, Barshay Gatirchak. Potentially could have done that, and the fact didn't. Wow, a nachah deher in Moshe Rabbeinu, a higher level of deher appreciation, Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the Chassman says, that the person always has to be careful, no matter who you are, as powerful as you are, as great as you are, as big as tzaddik you are, you're Moshe Feinstein, then on the go, Moshe Beno, whoever you are. Yitzhar is always there and say things which potentially shouldn't be a problem. It's like, who's going to be? Who's going to lie? Barshek, Tirchak, it's such a... It's the rice with favors in the pot. It's not even drasha. I'm not sure it makes a difference, but the favors is right there. You're going to lie? Because you don't want to be embarrassed? Come on, Moshe, give me a break. What's it all worth it? It's worth it because it's always more challenged. Hashem recognizes the challenge a person is given. Yitzhar is always there to fight with us, and to challenge us, and to go ahead and make us fall. But the kunz is to get up and to be strong and to go recognize, I'm here to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm here to do mitzvahs. I'm not here for my own ego. I'm not here to become the greatest, most famous, most popular, most wealthiest person in the world. I'm here to serve Hashem, to become the greatest shalom I could possibly become.
First Shmuz is Rebbe Shmuz?
I'm not sure. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure.
He said Shmuz.
He said no Shmuz. I struggle with it. I struggle with it. The next part.
He was embarrassed to say Shmuz. He had to say that.
He said, right. He wasn't embarrassed, but motivated to say Shmuz. The boss would make him say it. That's what really goes to me. So here's the fairish. I heard. He should have said, he should record the thing. Shabbat. He didn't say that.
The way Rashi would
have cut the news. It's not. No.